Look at this, Dad. All these people came out just to honor you.
Oh, it feels good, son. I won't lie to you.
Dan Quagmire!
Wally! Good to see you. This is my son, Glenn.
Nice to meet you, Glenn. You should be very proud of your dad.
Oh, I am, sir.
It was an honor to serve with him. Come on, Dan, let's get a drink. It's great to see you back in your element tonight, surrounded by seamen.
Seamen. See, Quagmire, I told you he's gay.
Shut up, Peter.
Hey, you Dan's boy?
That's right.
Your dad was very brave back in Southeast Asia. He flew supplies in where others wouldn't dare to go. I can't tell you how many loads your dad took when I served with him.
Huh?
Glenn, I wouldn't miss this night for the world. Everyone here admires your dad. He'd walk into an army barracks and make every private there feel important. Yeah, he just knew how to stroke those privates.
Oh, God.
Your dad was cock of the walk, Glenn.
Every day at rifle training, he'd help me clean my butt.
Your dad once drank me under the table.
If there was one man you wanted in your hole, it was your dad.
Your dad had the best penis in the military.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me, I hope on the phone, is my co-host, Rachel Oring. Rachel!
Hello?
Holy crap, you're there! This is so flawless and professional of us.
Yes.
Okay. Well. You can listen to the show every Saturday live at www.fcac.org/WEBR, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Archives of the show found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement and call in at 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-8255. But I'm heartbroken to report that you can't call in today because Rachel's hogging the phone line.
Yay! Oh, don't be pretending to be heartbroken. You freaking hate that stuff.
Oh, no. I love the callers. They are everything right and good with the show.
Because they say really awesome and relevant things.
Why are you making me sound like the Grinch here, broad? Why?
Anyhow. Because you are. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, I just want you to know that I am doing the show for you all under extreme duress. I bought a Wii, like, 30 minutes ago, man.
Is it 2006? How are you just now buying a Wii?
I used to own a Wii. You shut your mouth. You shut your treacherous, cantankerous mouth. I got a Wii under the guise of buying it for my mom as a birthday gift so she can, like, stay in shape and play Netflix. But I want to play Mario. I'm not going to lie.
Play Mario? Yeah, well, that's pretty lame, I'm going
to
say.
All right, well, shut your yap. Well, I want to get home, and I'm also pounding coffee, and I was pounding it right before the show, and I really, speaking of Wii, how's that for wordplay?
Oh!
Hi-yo!
That is a grade A segue right there.
Thank you.
Local news anchor.
So yeah, I recognize that about 2:59 I had to take an extremely large piss, and I wouldn't be back in time. If I opened those floodgates, I would not be behind the mic at 3 p.m. flat. So
oh, God.
Here we are, and I gotta go so bad my eyeballs are swimming. But
Yeah. Are you gonna pee yourself?
No one could tell. The studio's empty. I could make in the trash can. Do you think you could sing some Whitney Houston for 30 seconds? Buy me some time?
I think I might be able to do that.
Okay.
We'll determine later in the show if it gets worse.
Okay.
I can just hang for 30 seconds.
You can
you
do
know.
Something. You can do stupid pet tricks that no one can see.
Yeah. Or the minute you leave the room, I just don't say anything and it's radio like dead silence.
Just pure dead air. Yeah, the hallmark of any fine broadcast, 45 seconds of dead air.
Exactly. So you got to pee. Great.
Uh-huh. Good yeah. Keep bringing that up. I had almost forgotten for about 10 seconds. But I got a question for you, Rachel, as a girl.
Yes.
You're a girl, right?
I think so.
You've got all the parts. You have bosoms and bottoms and...
What my driver's license said, but I can't be sure.
Okay. Do you ever fart in front of guys at all?
No. I did the only time I've ever done it, it was an accident because I sneezed and I almost cried. I was so embarrassed. I would never do that. Like,
so the sneeze knocked it out of you.
It did. Well, yeah, I was tired and, you know, it happened. It was an accident. You
want to move on with life and I'm making you relive it, but okay.
I'm kind of crying a little right now, just reliving it.
All right, you disgusting gas bag. I'm asking you because I've been cavorting with a gal pal. I don't really know how to put it, you know? Palling.
What does that mean? A gal pal?
Palling with the galling. It's gal palery is not exactly like committed relationship territory. You're just your pals.
You
she's gals. You're dating. You're going on dates and stuff, I guess.
Okay.
Why are you hanging me out to dry like that?
I don't know, because it's a weird term, is all I'm saying.
It was appropriate in 1955, and I'm resurrecting it.
I see how it is. You guys go out for a root beer float?
Yes, we do, and then we listen to the latest Buddy Holly records, and maybe I will ask her to go steady with me and go to the prom.
You give her your letter jacket?
Yes, and she will wear my ring around her neck.
So anyhow, your gal pal.
My gal pal. This is the second incident now with said gal pal, and a previous gal pal, I may add, where farts were had in rapid succession. There was no... There was no attempt to put a birthday bow on this. It was just, it took me by surprise. I have a computer set up in my room, you know, the room in my mother's house, because I'm awesome at life. And
so hot.
We were watching Fringe.
Really hot.
Yeah.
Really working for me right now, I have to say.
I'm trying to set the mood here with my posters of F. Buckminster Fuller on the wall and...
Okay. So anyhow, she farted in your face. Is this what happened?
Well, way to jump ahead. Yeah, she's kind of perched, sitting with her back on the headrest or the headboard, and I jump in bed, and I love to just lie completely prone, face in the mattress, and it was ground zero. A horrible paint peeler. Like, my eyebrows fell out. I look like one of those Make-A-Wish kids now. It did get me a 20% discount on the Wii, though, so I guess...
That's good. That was your wish, was to get a Wii, and they're like,
Yeah, I want to play Mario Universe 2 before I'm in the cold, hard ground, and
they felt sorry for you because you smelled like farts, and they gave you a discount.
Yeah, they felt so bad at GameStop, they gave me a whole 20% off. I'm dying, I get 20% off.
How terrible. So, okay, so this is, you said it happened... Once before this, or?
Once before, yeah. There was about 5-10 farts had. She announced what was going on. There was no attempt at subterfuge.
Wait,
like
5 or 10 farts, like, in a row? Like.
Oh, yeah. Like, every 2 to 3 minutes.
What?
The pipes were processing. Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I see one, maybe. Like, if you were really, like, having some trouble, like, your gastrointestinal system is going nuts. But 5? No apologies? Nothing?
There were apologies, and I felt so bad because she was so honest about what was going on. You know, it was like, hey, this is going to happen. I ate something that's not agreeing with me, and this is what the repercussions are when that happens. And I could only think about every time I've ever been in that situation with a woman, I've just, like, mentally shut down, and my whole faculties have been dedicated to holding in the fart. You know, she might think I'm, like, having the worst time of my life, and I'm planning to actually murder her. But to me, that trumps farting.
Yeah. Be polite. It's a gentlemanly thing. That's very polite to ruin your time to hold in a fart so that you don't offend a lady. I got to say, I got mad respect for that.
Or, yeah, or just making things up. Like, I think I saw a fire in the living room. Could you check it out? And then the instant she runs, you just completely drop a paint peeler in the mattress. And hope she...
Or, like, going to the bathroom or something. I'm not going to lie. There have been situations where I've been, like, hanging out with, like, a guy I was dating, and I had to go, and I actually, like, I cut the night off to go home. And
yeah, just to take a huge, awesome dump.
My business. Yeah, I'm not trying to fart in, like, the general area. That is no good.
No, there are times when, as a rational, mature adult, you have to realize, like, enjoying a titanic crap trumps anything that girl is going to perform for you that night.
Dude, it's true. Look, I've taken dumps that I'm pretty sure have, like, cured my depression. Like,
yeah.
You've got to...
Well, like, really,
you gotta do it, but you can't be doing it in front of people. Like,
how into sex are you going to be if the whole time it's like, if I come, I swear to God, I will S the bed.
Yeah, no, you can't. You gotta be free. You gotta have the pipes clean on both fronts.
Yeah,
all the pipes clean before you. Yeah, no.
All right.
Anyhow, so what are you gonna do about this?
Well, last night I had a novel idea. You know, in countless westerns and really just a gag in general, you take a match after you fart and you wave it around.
Yeah, although I have no clue what that's ever done. Does that even do anything?
I think it does nothing other than make the place smell like match and fart.
Okay, so you're gonna light a match in her ass? Or, like,
Well, not to sound too awesome in this room that is in my mother's house, but it has a couple candles lying around, some decorative candles. Who do you think you are to judge me for that? I heard it in your voice.
I totally... What scent are the candles? That's the real question.
There's a strawberry vanilla.
Gay! There's
a strawberry vanilla. I want to say there's maybe a huckleberry.
Huckleberry?
I think it's a huckleberry.
You have candles in your room that are scented after things that don't actually exist.
Well, Huckleberry was a Hanna-Barbera character, so shows what you know.
It smelled like Huckleberry Hound when you burn it.
It smelled like the ass of Huckleberry Hound, yes.
Okay, so you have these candles. So you're just going to light them in your room when she's there?
Well, I was a bit of an ass, and maybe I didn't handle it the best, but I lit the candle up. And I said, every time you're going to fart, you will instead march over to the threshold of my room, and you will fart into this candle, and then...
into the candle?
Kind of fart into the candle, you know? I wanted it to be, like, Dumb and Dumber when Jim Carrey was trying to impress those dinner guests in front of Lauren Holly, and he's, you know, spitting out all these witty rejoinders, and then his real icebreaker is he flips on his back and farts and just burns everyone's eyebrows off. It's a great scene.
Yeah.
In that Oscar-winning picture.
So you want it to not only smell like burnt farts and strawberry vanilla, but also to be entertaining to you, like Dumb and Dumber and like Light on Fire.
Well, that would be the perfect relationship. I don't know. It worked, by the way. Nothing was really going on the stink front. I don't know if it was because she was instructed to stay away for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I felt like a shaman kicking a menstruating woman out of the tribe until she was done.
Maybe you're going to one of those period huts.
Yeah, exactly. Lest her magic overwhelm mine.
Oh God, that's a bad story. She sounds like not a great girl, because any real girl knows that you ain't trying to be farting in front of you.
She's great people. There's just something maybe wrong with the pipes. I don't know, but. She wasn't even, at first she didn't even understand how to place the candle near her butt. She was kind of like waving the candle scent around. And I was like, oh, no, that's not how it's going to work. You will turn around after making, and you will place the candle in the epicenter.
Oh, God.
And that seemed to work.
You sound really high maintenance.
I sound high maintenance?
I think so. I'm just saying.
Because
it's hard to leave the room. Why even bring a candle into the equation?
I like the candle.
Well, that says a lot about you and your heterosexuality that you say that.
Why? Because the candle's 18 inches long and black as night?
Exactly.
Okay.
You're really digging it.
All right. That's just too much. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why you got to insult me like that?
You're the one who crossed the line with me. I'm very offended right now.
Oh, you sound it. You sound it.
I'm just not going to say anything for 10 minutes. I was going to say I could be the evil eye, but I'm not sure that can happen.
Doesn't translate on air. No, there actually was a one. In the grand scheme of fart problems, this is so low compared to one time I was climbing into bed with a woman who had a few too many to drink.
In your mom's house?
No, this is when I was a real human being and I existed elsewhere. I threw her legs akimbo, as we say in lover's talk.
Mm-hmm.
And her ankles were above my head, you know, just pinned pinned right there, and I'm right about to go in, and she farts audibly and forcefully right against me, right, like, you know, the way you'd spit on your thumb and stick it up to check if there's a breeze.
Yeah,
that's what happened to my weather vane.
Breeze.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what happened?
My masculinity was called into question by this individual because I didn't immediately keep proceeding with the act.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I kind of just froze, like, did this really happen? Maybe I'm drunk and hallucinating, but no, it really happened, and I was kind of called a homo for not just marching on.
Really? Well, I mean, that to me is weird that she would call you out on that, because if that happened to me, you need, like, a moment of reflection to just figure out what happened, like... You need to figure things out for a second when that happens to you. I mean,
yeah.
Geez, if a guy farted on me, I'd be like,
no, you need to catch your bearings.
Take a step back.
I mean, like imagine you are performing your womanly duties upon your boyfriend. of the face variety. I'm trying to be clean. Yeah. There's a guy like right in the hall staring at me, so maybe we're being too dirty. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
He looks like Buddy Holly. How eerie. How it all ties together.
So, is he offering you a root beer float? That's the question.
No, we're safe.
He's going to give you his letter jacket.
There's no letter jacket present either.
That's good.
So imagine you're performing, and he just drops one that knocks your teeth out.
No, if a guy farted in my face while I was doing my womanly duty,
yeah.
there might be some accidental biting happening or
yeah.
something. That would really, like, that, it may not even be that accident. If a guy farts in my face while I'm doing that, like, no, you're getting punished. Sorry, not happening. I can't ever date you again.
Yeah, imagine.
The trust is gone.
Now,
the trust is gone. You can't ever trust that person's not going to fart on you again. Like,
there is a silent covenant that's been broken.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, imagine that wasn't followed with anything apologetic, but rather something accusatory. Like he screams, hey, Dyke, why did you stop blowing me?
So here's the real question. How long after this incident did you keep on boning her? Or was that it?
Oh, that was the finale, but the baby making was practiced that evening because I was like, well, you know, while I'm here.
You're like, she's there, and she wants it, obviously, because she's pissed that I'm not going at it. So
yeah.
No, yeah, that's good. Well, that's good that you, you know, were still, even though you were totally like, browbeaten for your actions.
Oh, yeah, no. It was like going into the half down by 20 points. You really got to take a long, hard stare in the mirror and ask what you're going to do with the rest of this game.
Yeah.
And
Well, not literally, but you know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe literally. I don't know. What are you doing there?
I won, but at what cost?
Really, everyone lost.
Yeah. How about you, Rachel? How about you? What is weighing on your mind?
What is weighing on my mind? Well, I know I'm not trying to get too girly here or anything, but the other day...
No, it's okay. This show is by, for, and enjoyed by the women.
I'm sure it is,
mm-hmm.
Especially all the ladies that you probably boned who are now listening, horrified
All the fart girls.
All the fart girls. So, well, you know, yesterday, I got paid yesterday, and, you know, when I get paid, I like to do this thing where, like, I blow all my money on frivolous shit, so,
You watch your mouth.
What? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
I feel like I'm talking to a gangster rapper here.
I apologize. I'm frivolous F. I apologize. I haven't gotten, like, the lingo of your show down yet. I apologize.
You got your roll of loot, and you spent it on platinum and grill pieces?
Yeah, grills and, you know, like, Bentleys and stuff.
And, yeah, and women with large posteriors buying them fried shrimp dishes.
Fried shrimp dishes, yes.
Fried scrimps?
I buy a lot of those.
Okay.
Scrimps, I think, is the technical term.
Yes.
Anyhow, no, so I went to the drugstore, and I thought, you know...
very balla of you. Go on.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I'm dropping some LBs, trying to look hot, trying to look good. So
you're yeah. going to buy the Platinum Series suppositories for this weight loss plan.
No, but I thought, you know, I'd get some stuff, you know, making me feel good, making me look good, getting ready for the summer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting some oils and some liniments to rub on my skin. So, you
liniments?
Know, liniments. I said that, yeah.
Liniments? What?
Maybe a salve while I was at it.
A tincture? A poultice? What?
Yeah, you know, something like that. Something.
Were you trying to cure a witch's curse? Where the hell are you shopping? Ye oldie CVS? What?
No.
Walgreens of Nottingham? What?
Oh, God. So I was getting some lotions and things. So, you know, I go by the rack of hair removal products, and I'm looking, and I see, like, some of that beet stuff, you know, the depilatory stuff.
Why would I know this? Just because I'm Greek. Why would I know that?
Come on. You know all about the Nair Zorba. Shut it.
I use a razor to shave my back and shoulders. Thank you.
That is disgusting. I just vomited a little in my mouth at the thought.
Not loudly enough for the fans to hear.
No,
there, better. Better.
So, you know, I thought, I go out, you know, the stuff, it, like, dissolves away the hair with acids and, you know, this awesome chemicals and things. So I thought I'd get some and try it out, and so I was really looking forward to it because the can was, like, 3 minutes. And I was like, dude, I got 3 minutes. I can do this. So, like, I go, I'm sitting on the bathtub getting ready.
Wait. How exactly are you situated on the bathtub with your... your poultice, your tincture? What do you have exactly smeared about your...
My liniment. Well,
your liniment. God. Whenever I think liniment, I just think of my grandma's really, really fat, you know, varicose, veiny legs and Bengay. So way to sex up the show.
You know, I'm trying. No, but anyhow, so I'm sitting on the edge of the bathtub, you know, got both my legs.
Legs spread and a stinky liniment filling the air.
Well, I got one, like, on the side of the tub, so it's like,
I just picture your, like, big, bushy armpits smoking a cigarette as you do this, but go on. Well, smoking a Pall Mall.
I was when I was... Well, you know, I ashed it in the tub, and it caught the nair on fire.
Are you in, like, a Walmart sundress just hiked up above your belly button?
I was actually wearing a wife beater.
Nice.
I had an eye patch.
Okay.
You know, so all that stuff.
All right, Nick Fury, continue.
So I'm spraying it on the leg, and I'm like, this is great. 3 minutes, and I'm going to be looking hot. I have the little piece of plastic that they give you to scrape the hair and the stuff off.
The disgusting paste that your body produces when mixed with this.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it smells kind of, you know, horrible.
That's what I've heard. That was kind of my general impression of nair in general, right? Anything nair-based. I've never used. I've just heard, A, it doesn't work, and B, it smells like ass. And
no, it didn't work. And the worst part was that, like, 30 seconds in, it felt like someone had, like, poured gas on my leg and set it on fire.
Really?
Yeah, it was the worst. And I was like, holy crap. And then, like, it was just a mess. And then I'm trying to, like, scrape it off, and it hurts on my legs.
Scraping it off rapidly. How many layers of skin did you peel through?
Maybe. I think I may have gotten down to the dermis on that one.
Really?
No, like
so you have that fetal pig look now.
Yeah.
Nice
and
pink.
I only got one leg. I only got one. So then, like, I had to go after that. Like, it didn't even get half the hair off. And so then after that, I just had to go and freaking shave the leg, which took 30 seconds.
Which you should be doing anyhow. I don't know why anyone wouldn't shave. Every other product is BS. I've done waxing before, like, especially after 40-year-old virgin, and I've had
your nuts naturally.
Yeah, exactly. And I pulled them out, and now I'm a eunuch. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Which is why I am with farters. No. I've had stuff waxed before, and it is the most painful process. It rips out the hair. There's nothing exaggerated in that Steve Carell bit. There's definitely blood. And
oh, yeah.
Because,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got that nappy hair. Like, I don't have white person hair whatsoever. Like, 30 seconds later, I have these little pinpricks that are, like, sticking up. So I get this toad skin, ingrown hair crap.
Yeah. It's like the second you pull it out, like, an ingrown hair grows in its place, like, immediately.
Everywhere. Yeah. So for 2 weeks, I'm, like, having to scrub these little pussy ingrown hairs out. It is the worst goddamn thing on earth.
Disgusting.
There's no upside to it. Like, what?
I feel terrible that I actually know what you're talking about.
Yeah, if you want a mental image, 2 years ago, while the Daytona 500 was on and I was trying to get into NASCAR desperately, I just don't get it. But,
why? Were you dating a redneck chick or something? Or?
No. I just felt I was missing out. I bought an HD TV, and I thought NASCAR would look badass on this thing. And whatever. After football ends, I'd watch anything. I'm jonesing.
Ugh.
So she was literally, for the duration of the 500, waxing my back and waxing my backside and everything. And it was just miserable.
Wait, who was doing this?
Just a friend.
That's weird.
What?
That's really
you don't have wax parties with your buddies?
No, I would never, not only would I never wax a friend's body, I would never wax a guy friend's body. That's weird.
That's why we're not good friends.
Ah, well, I see. Were you at all excited by this?
No, it was really painful. There's nothing sexual about it.
Yeah. No, believe me, I've done plenty of waxing. I've done the bikini wax. It's literally the worst thing that you can do to yourself. It's horrible. It was horrible.
Are you waxed up right now?
And now.
Okay.
Dude, I haven't had sex in like a year and 4 months. There's nothing.
Really? Okay. We need to get everyone to hit on Rachel, see if they can break the streak. What is your Twitter name, Rachel? Where can they tweet you?
Gagging towards. Actually.
Gagging towards. Yeah, exactly. Gagging towards losing her newfound virginity.
No, but no, like when I'm not dating anyone, I don't. You know, I don't do, like, I'm not trying to, like, be, like, bare down there or anything. Like, who's going to see it? It's a lot of effort for nothing.
I'm kind of with you, but I still keep it in shape. I don't want to go down there if it starts looking like Gabe Kaplan.
If it starts looking like
Wario, like what's under Wario's cap, I ain't touching it.
No, look, my vagina does not look like Sideshow Bob, okay?
Is it Sideshow Mel?
Yes.
Is it crusty?
It is. It's crusty, yeah, because there's like a ball ring and it smokes cigars and it's got a pet monkey.
Yeah, it's got Mr. Teeny smoking away.
Yeah.
Just skating around its surface.
It up, but you know, I mean, because if it gets too long, it's just annoying. Like, it's just annoying. So, you know, I mean, but I'm not like,
you have to pull your underwear extra tight, like, get it all in the elastic band.
Yeah, I gotta like jam it all in, like, you
of your fruit of the looms.
Keep it all in line. Yeah, no, but I just, you know, take some scissors down there and, you know.
Scissors. You hit scissor length. I don't like that. I don't like that. Scissor length. Now you're talking styling, and I don't support that.
I'm telling you, I had sex in a really long time.
Now
There's
you're talking
no
it, giving it silly beards and hairstyles. And
I do braid it on occasion.
Oh, please tell me you're kidding. Please tell me you're kidding.
I like to get some cornrows going down there, you know.
Oh, my God.
Even style.
I am now picturing Latrell Sprewell, but a vagina. Why? Speaking of cornrows and smooth segues, let's get on the topic of Ice-T and one Law and Order getting canceled after 20 years.
I know. I don't give a crap about that show, so I don't know why you brought that up, because I don't give an F. But whatever.
Wait a minute. I know he's not on the main Law and Order, but I know you love you some Ice-T because he has retweeted you in the past. Isn't it so sad we're at that level of celebrity where my biggest claim to fame is one time I was retweeted by RZA?
Yeah. No, that's depressing. You suck. But
Thank you.
Like, when I read that original article, I was like, oh, my God, they're canceling Ice-T. And then I was like, oh, it's just SVU.
No, so he's just on Raped Girls Unit. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the creepy one.
So do you like any of them? Do you like any of these Law and Orders? Because
I've never seen an episode ever of Law and Order in my entire life.
I never went out of my way to watch it. But when I was a little kid, we would go to my buddy Stefan's house for a sleepover. This sounds so gay.
And you watched Law and Order?
Well, his parents would always have – I would get dropped off about 7:30 p.m. every Friday. Mm-hmm. And we would have our cough syrup or our nutmeg or our weed or, you know, the bottle of Boone's Farm, whatever we're going to get.
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg can get you high. Nutmeg can get you high. You just have to eat an entire bottle of it, and it is so disgusting. But it can get the job did.
That's gross. Anyhow, so you're doing Nutmeg. You're watching Law and Order.
I would get plopped off, and I really couldn't follow the plot. I wasn't really listening. I was in and out, but I was always blown away by this one chick. I later learned it was Angie Harmon was her name, but I always thought she was astoundingly, and every girl hates her. But
she's not that attractive. What are you doing?
I got such a thing for Angie Harmon. Don't judge me, even though she's like.
Isn't that the girl from Bordello of Blood movie, the redhead?
No, that is Angie Everhart, Angie Everhart has had, I want to say, Joe Pesci's child. At the very least, she has juggled Joe Pesci's balls for like 10 years, which,
yikes.
I love Casino, but I don't want to follow that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it'd be a lot of work. He seems like he'd have like a really weird inferiority complex since he's short.
It'd just be
really hard to have sex with him.
Am I weird in that if someone... I don't like knowing someone I've been with has been with someone who's, like, wickedly unattractive, because then it just diminishes my sense of my own looks.
I think everyone's like that now, because you're like, oh, wow, you found...
I've been with women, yeah, where it's like I see their exes, and it's like an Abercrombie Fitch catalog, and I'm like, I'm pretty. Like, you know, I rock at this. I'd rather have, like, a 6 who's dated 10s than a 10 who's dated, like, 6s.
Yeah.
Am I nuts like that?
No, I mean, I think everyone's like that. I mean, I think people, like, judge who they're dating sometimes by who they've dated in the past.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. Only stick up pictures of your best exes on a Facebook.
I would have to say two out of three of my exes were attractive at the time but have now devolved into very unattractive people.
That makes it sound like they were messes the whole time, but
they probably, I think probably, but I just realized that they were unattractive after I stopped being in love with them.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh, never mind.
So, I could see you with Joe Pesci. Just
yeah,
throwing that out
I mean,
there. I could see you
no,
with Joe Pesci.
No.
Where at the time you're like, look at those smoky gray eyes of his, and he's got such good posture. Things
yeah,
like that.
I could see him being a little quick in the... quick in the sack.
Really? And then, like, completely abusive
feeling.
And screaming at
yeah.
you afterward if you weren't satisfied?
Yeah, yeah, like punching you in the face because he finished early.
Yeah, he gives you the Billy Bats.
Yeah.
Like, you finish and it's like, go get your shine box. He's like, you mother effing mutt!
And then he, like, tells you to go make a sandwich or something and, like, smacks you on the ass as you, like, walk away.
Well, that just makes him sound like a well-grounded man.
No. Anyhow, how do we get on this? So, okay, not Angie Everhart, Angie Harmon.
Angie Harmon.
I know who she is. And
she's brunette. I like her. She's kind of trim, and she's, like, really rabidly. She's rabidly conservative, which, like, because I'm a real man, I can't say I really care, but it's not exactly a positive.
She's really pretty. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
She's actually tastefully, like, beautiful. I could say she's beautiful. It's not my usual, like, porn star, Carmela Bing type stuff.
Yeah.
She's actually a good-looking chick.
I could see that.
But, yeah, okay. that's how I became aware of Law & Order. And then I noticed a trend in many exes of mine. I don't know if you can, refute this or support it, but... Mm-hmm. Every girl I've met who's got at least some kind of serious issues is way, way into the special victims unit, the rapey one.
Really?
Yeah, where like every episode opens and it's like the victim had semen just all over the place.
I don't know because I don't think I know anyone. Well, I mean, I know people who are like, I watch Law & Order every day because it's in syndication, but I don't think I know anyone who
is SVU loyal.
SVU, but that wouldn't surprise. I mean, it makes sense that crazy girls would be really into SVU.
Yeah, there's one girl I knew, and her ritual. She was like college age. I was kind of fresh out of college, and mm-hmm. she and her little buddies every day would blaze up multiple times, and every time they got high, they're throwing in Law & Order SVU, and I was
That's
just
really
so.
Weird.
I was shocked because when I was high, back when I did that, I wanted to watch, like, Conan O'Brien or Mr. Show or Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And here they're just watching stories, these brutal rape whodunits.
Yeah.
And I guess it was even more puzzling because they were completely baked out of their gourds. But why? There was nothing lighthearted to this. Why would you want to alter your reality? Alter your consciousness so this stuff could only feel more
really freaking depressing.
Yeah, so it could only feel more real and plausible.
Yeah.
You know,
did she have any like reason as to why she did it, or she was just like, oh,
no, she was pretty normal otherwise. She was never like molested for 10 years or anything like that. She and her friends would just blaze up and watch Law & Order.
That is nuts.
But ever since then, anytime I see an SVU on a girl's DVD shelf, I know it's lasting about 2 weeks. And
oh, God.
I need to strike hard and fast if I want to get anything out of it.
Get in and get out.
Really yeah. Quick
before,
oh, no.
Before the crazy happens. It's like I've never seen SVU, and I don't really care to ever watch SVU, but I am totally into Ice-T. But not enough to watch SVU.
I really don't care about Ice-T. He seems like an okay guy. I think he's a basic actor. I like his wife's Titanic ass. That's about it.
Oh, Coco. God, her tweets make my life. I swear to God.
I love Coco. Yeah, if anyone doesn't know who we're talking about, hop on Google and just Google Ice-T Coco. C-O-C-O.
All you have to do is Google image search Coco. And the first thing that comes up is a picture of her gigantic butt. Like, nothing, like, no Coco Chanel or, like, any sort of Coco's, like, the cream of coconut stuff.
I love how she reaffirms every stereotype of, like, what a brother's into, especially when he goes white, you know? Like, it is not Audrey Hepburn this man is dating. Coco's, like, 5'1" and conservatively, like, a 56 triple F. with, yeah, you know, a 12-inch waist and 96-inch ass.
Yeah, it is huge. I'm pretty sure, like, I cried the first time I saw it.
Part of you died that you will never get back.
I know. Well, it's weird because she always has, like, twit pics, and, like, some of them are really interesting. Like, she posted one where it was, like, a picture of her phone, and she has her freaking phone, like, rhinestoned with, like, Ice-T his face on it.
That is so horrible. That is so
awful.
Horrible.
I keep getting in trouble for looking at work.
Why would you rhinestone your significant? And how detailed can a rhinestoning be?
Because there's literally two colors, pink and clear. Like, that's it.
And it's just him doing the original gangsta pose or something.
Yeah, I don't know. So, like, some of them are really interesting, but most of them are just pictures of her, like, with no top on and with, like, a thong.
I've seen them. Like, I don't check her Twitter whatsoever, but I go to sites like The Superficial and What Would Tyler Durden Do?
Oh,
and
huge.
I'm a man of fine taste, yes.
Yeah.
I go there, and then I go to BBC.com and Perseus Project to read, you know, old Ovid poems.
That's good. Good, good.
Thank you.
Some Greek classics reading up on your heritage.
Yeah,
good.
There you go. But they will throw up pictures as broad. And, yeah, she's throwing up straight porn, and it's just her already gargantuan ass, and she's just hitting these poses that are like, yeah, a girl with no ass would look like they had some ass.
Yeah.
When you know what I'm talking about, where they bend like straight at the waist and like arch their heels up, and like even Megan Fox looks like she has ass when she does that. But when Coco does it,
it takes up the whole screen.
Yeah, yeah, I need to like increase my resolution to get everything.
You're like, damn it, I need a bigger monitor. No, well, the thing is that she always puts these pictures like her ass is so big that, and she wears like,
how big
really
is it, Becky? Tell me about this rap guy's girlfriend.
No, but, like, and she wears these really weird low-cut pants, so she takes pictures.
She has, like, ass cleavage.
And it looks like there's boobs on her, the back of her.
Ass cleavage, yeah.
Like, if your ass is so big that it looks like boobs, I'm sorry, that cannot be ignored, even at work. I'm sorry, you have to, like, look at that.
I know out of boredom, if I were married to her, I would at least, like, draw nipples on the ass. And just see where that takes me. Just see where that takes me in bed. I might be on to a new species of human being right there.
You might be on to something.
A woman with four boobs is a mighty force.
Four huge boobs.
Four titanic knockers. You can approach it from any side. She is defended.
Like, I mean, I can do the whole ass cleavage thing, but not like that. Like, it pretty much just looks
can
like,
you, can you throw up a picture of your ass cleavage as the podcast picture?
No, not going to happen.
Why do you do nothing for this show?
Because I'm a lazy a-hole.
You contribute nothing. All right, Yoko.
I literally have contributed nothing to talking half the time on this show. You're
nothing.
Right.
Nothingness.
Zero.
Nothing.
Zero.
Sorry. All right.
I'm telling you, if you put that picture I sent you up on the website, I'm going to freaking kill you.
That is something I will do in 2 seconds. No.
Coco is nuts. So how bad do you have to pee right now? That's the question.
Oh, it kind of dissipated. It's always bad when that happens, but it's gone. I'm so into this conversation. How's that for selling
point? Did you pee your pants? Is that why? Look down. You might want to check. You may not be able to feel it.
I urinated all over the studio 30 minutes ago. But
I see. Okay.
I was trying to put the stamp of this show is so goddamn good, you'll forget you have to piss on it. But thanks. Yeah, I have a huge kindergarten cop stain on my pants.
Oh, that's no good.
Oh, Rachel.
Oh, John.
Okay, so that was my bit of entertainment, Paige, as we're going to call it. You, what have you been getting into?
What have I been getting into? I've been getting really into The Real Housewives of New Jersey. The second season started recently, and
I know nothing of these shows. I judge you based on title alone. I hate reality TV.
You've never seen? There's like five series. How have you never seen one of these shows?
I know two facts about these shows. One, my first farty ex looked exactly like Bethany Frankel. So whenever I look at that woman, I can only picture her farting now.
All you can think is getting farted on your junk.
Yeah, no. There's no junk fart. This was just, she was very open about Dutch ovens and things like that, and it really turned my stomach.
That's disgusting. Yeah, Bethany Jersey.
Does Jersey have the Kelly Ben Simmon, who I think in her Playboy spread at least is like so hot?
No, if you saw this show, you would not. She looks like a freaking, she looks like a moccasin. She's so like brown and leathery. She's disgusting.
Stop it. Stop
it. She's disgusting.
I have to do a show here. You are trying to get my pulse racing, and it is working. Mission accomplished.
Not only is she a giant idiot, like, here's her idea. This is how dumb she is. Her idea of exercise is, like, running in the middle of the street in downtown in Manhattan. Like, she just runs in the middle of the street and is like, hey, you guys, I'm careful.
You actually managed to kill my my bone. I so despise people that run in the street or ride their effing bikes in the street. You should be allowed to legally kill them. It should be like Calcutta, where you crush them underfoot, and as long as you tape $50 to the corpse for the state funeral, that's it.
Yeah.
No legal ramifications. They are of the untouchable caste.
Yeah, I hate that. No, but literally in the middle of the street in Manhattan, she's an idiot, and she looks like a football. That's what her skin looks like.
I'll say this. She looks jacked as hell whenever I see her, like, in bikinis. Like, she's got that kind of a veiny look more than anything. Like, there's so little body fat, you can see the major veins.
She's, like, weirdly muscular, and, like, her her fake boobs are, like,
I don't think. Are they fake?
They're way fake. They talk about it on the, if you watch the show, you know.
It's such
They're
a tasteful so job. It's so,
they, well,
God damn it.
Playboy can airbrush a tasteful job on you, okay? They can airbrush anything. Yeah, sorry. Kelly Ben Simone,
son of
dog.
A bitch.
Dog.
Okay, all right. So she's a leathery dog
pull
with fakies.
Boner. Yeah. No, but the Real Housewives of New Jersey is altogether a completely different animal. It's like,
tell me, it's a classy program, right? It starts off
so
with Tchaikovsky
classy.
And
they do. Well, lots of violin music playing. Mm-hmm. You know, they like to. They all have monocles.
Yes. They're so, yeah.
Yeah, they sit around and read the New Yorker and, you know. No, but it's really weird because it's like the four wives are all in the same family. Like, they're either sisters or the other women are wives of the sisters' brothers.
This,
so, like,
this sounds like Goodfellas or Sopranos where everyone's named Marie and married to Petey or Polly.
Well, we got, I think there's like a Joe, like a Joey. Joey. They're not Joe. They're
I am
Joey.
Shocked.
Sorry.
An Italian Joey. Proceed.
Teresa. Like, there's a Dina. You know. Yeah. So, they all have these giant, disgusting, like, houses. It's like, really, it's like rich, trashy people always have really big furniture. Like, it's really weirdly oversized and not, like, human to human scale. Like, because they have to, like, prove that they're rich or something by buying a coffee table that's, like, the size of a car for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, they have no taste, but why are you watching this? Why are you watching this if you're so much better than it?
Because there's this one woman, she's like the outlier. She is crazy, and basically the entire show
Is she classy, like a porn star who's dressed up like a librarian? Like, her jugs are out, but she's got the thick rim glasses on, so you know she means business and she's intelligent?
Well, to be classy. Like, she's classy in that way that all people from New Jersey think they're classy, like, just because they have money and they're like, oh yeah, like,
they have the finest of animal prints.
The finest leopard, only the finest leopard. And so, but basically the entire show revolves around her just going crazy and like totally wigging out on these other four women.
I just don't get the appeal. My bro is so into this stuff. He loves his Flava of Love and Rock of Love and crap like that. And it's
that,
like, if it's on, I'll watch it for about 5 minutes. And then I feel so, so dirty. And I have to go and watch like a Star Trek where they talk about, you know, some weighty issues. And then I feel re-keeled, rebalanced.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love me some Star Trek. I love, you know, all that kind of stuff.
It has to be an episode where Riker's stroking his beard pensively. And
isn't that every episode, though?
Riker
except
just
for
sits
the
there.
The first season before they gave him a beard and he looked really creepy.
Oh, God, I forgot there was a pre-beard era.
Yeah.
PB.
That was the first season. You can't forget the first season. It existed. Believe me, they all like to forget about it.
That would be a great YouTube montage, just every scene ever of Riker stroking his beard, and it would be 18 minutes long.
But it's amazing, because it's just, it's nuts, and, like, they're just so, like, so out there, and it's beautiful. It's, I love it way too much. I'm way too into it. It's my favorite of, like, all the, it's the Real Housewives franchise. It's my favorite, like, group of them.
You've defiled the show with that. Why did I even let you bring that on?
Any more than defiling the show by peeing all over yourself, really.
That shtick, there is no urine in the studio. It would ruin the instruments. I am not that big an a-hole. I would not do that to my fellow broadcasters. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Well, you got anything else on the mind? We have a couple things we could touch on. There's the Sex and the City movie, because I don't sound like a big enough mo right now.
Yeah.
Or we could cut it short, and I could take a whiz and go play the Wii and just...
Speaking of penises, we should talk about that kid in Germany that had a boner for 2 days.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Oh, my God, yes, I did. There was a 20-year-old, I believe, in a band, some kind of German band. Other than Rammstein and Kraftwerk, I know nothing about German music, and no one else should either.
Like Tokyo Hotel, and for some reason they're kind of famous here, and that I've heard of them, but I have no clue who they are or, like, what they do.
Every other German band I know about sounds like 15 years behind the curve. Actually, you know what? I'll also give love to the Scorpions. You gotta love the Scorpions.
Germans are a little behind the curve. They're like they're in 1992 culture.
Pretty much, like yeah. And
they're a little behind.
If you listen to German metal, it's very like Tolkien. You know, they're talking about killing orcs and crap, and that doesn't do much for me. If you want to know what all German music is to me, and they're not a German group, but just Google any album cover by the group Manowar, but especially like their 80s era stuff. And it's just guys in cod pieces, you know, holding weaponry. It's got nothing to do with music, but that's what they consider badass. Like, that was gangsta to the Germans.
Yeah.
A guy holding Thor's hammer with, you know, just straw covering his junk.
Yeah, they're really into falconry for sure. But no, so like this kid, like apparently he took a crap ton of Viagra.
Have you ever done anything with Viagra? Have you ever made a partner take it? I know it does things for girls. Have you ever? Because I haven't. The closest to Viagra.
I can imagine being like a human being who actually works down there, and because I feel like if you actually can get a boner, I feel like taking Viagra is just tempting fate so hard. Pardon the pun.
Really.
Well,
you just think
like
it'll explode like a blood sausage?
You think you need some help? Here, now you really need some help, bitch. And then, like, then you're limp.
You think
like,
you'll become a Viagra junkie, unable to function without?
Yeah, like your body, like, I don't know. I just feel like I've never done that. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, have you ever had a boner for, like, longer than, like, an hour or whatever?
Well, there are people in the hall who are listening to everything I'm saying right now, but sure, yeah, I have.
Are you looking at them straight in the eye while you're talking about your boner?
I am, and I'm now licking my fingertips and then doing circles around my areolas, and I have not broken eye contact yet.
Good.
And
like
now they're opening the door and dropping their pants. No. Yeah, that was actually the aforementioned nutmeg. That was kind of one of the weird side effects. You would have red eyes for 3 days, dry mouth for 3 days. You'd want to sleep for 72 hours, and you'd have, you would be stiff like all the time.
For 3 days?
For 3 days. Not once, not twice, but thrice.
Is nutmeg that good that it's worth you having dry mouth and a boner for 3 days?
I did it like 2-3 times. It was horrible.
That sounds like the worst. I mean, could you, like, so you, there's nothing you could do about it. Like, if you, like, tried to, like,
No. You're walking around school with it tucked in your belt. God forbid anyone lift your shirt to give you a pink tummy. You would be looking at 10 days of suspension, buddy.
You did the top tuck.
Yeah. Just the mushroom piece tucking out over that belt.
Oh, no. That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
God, I laugh at your boner.
Thanks. Thank you. You and everyone else.
Did you have to cover it with a trapper keeper?
Oh, yeah, and bigger textbooks, you know, and if you got really bored in class, you would see if you could move the textbook while it sat in your lap. That's...
Seriously?
Welcome to eighth grade.
Did your teacher ever, like, make you get up in the middle of class to, like, give, like, an impromptu presentation while you...
Oh, yeah. And, like, you're totally hunching over with, like, your left arm over it. Like, you're suddenly walking like the elephant man. Just like...
Like, like dragging 1 foot behind you.
Yeah, you're just doing algebra like, well, I am a human being, you know? X is three. It was not good. God, you forget those things, but, oh, once reminded.
Oh, middle school sounds like it was really hard for you. Pardon the pun again.
Bada bang. All right, we can go out on that glorious note. We're not top.
Are you really cutting the show short?
It's not short. I got the cavalry here and Squire. You know, the night train memories are pulling into the station. Toot, toot. That's me plugging the next guy. I mean, it's 50 after. I got to clear out by like 55 to give the man his due. We're cutting it off like 4 minutes.
That's fine.
Now, you know what?
I just feel like you're kind of being a bitch about me making fun of your boner. Is all.
No, you're acting like I had a 30-second session with you. Now you're just rolling over in bed, facing away from me, saying, no, that's fine. That's fine. That's cool.
It's what I'm doing. No, look, I'm sure it happens. It's happened to me before. It happens to every guy.
You're clutching the blanket, pulling it over yourself. You're just like, no, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And I'm going, what's wrong, sweetie? You're like, nothing.
Just
Nothing's wrong.
No, it's fine. It happens to every guy.
Just go. It's fine. It's fine. You can go.
It's fine.
Great. Great. Well, now that I know you're satisfied. Rachel Oring, I want you to plug your crap on the air. Plug it for all it's worth.
Well, I have a food blog called GaggingTowardsBethlehem.com.
God, that sounds dirty.
Oh, you wish. No, tomorrow I'm actually shooting an intro video for my Kickstarter project.
Woo, hoo.
$10,000 so I can write my book about picky eating.
Oh, my God.
It'd be awesome.
How are you going to write a book on picky eating when we've had conversations about sitting out back of a Dunkin' Donuts at 3 a.m. to get the free Dales?
I mean, it's true. I mean, just because I like to dumpster dive, it doesn't mean everybody else likes to.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
You'd be like,
if I had
self-respect, I would eat thusly. That is exactly. That's the crux of the book.
Exactly. If I had some sort of, respect for my body, I would be happy about what I put in my mouth.
I don't, and I have the constitution of a goat, which is why I had coffee and a chili dog right before the show.
Oh, God. Are you about to, like, poop your pants?
Everything's going to give. This is like a Katrina mudslide.
God. No, so I'm...
Plug your Twitter, plug your Facebook,
plug my Kickstarter product.
Yeah.
And my Twitter is GaggingTowards. If you would like to follow me, please.
And your...
My avatar is super hot.
It is. And your blog.
John talked to me in the first place.
And your
blog is super hilarious, called GaggingTowardsBethlehem.com.
There you go.
And that's it.
And let's get to the important crap. You can follow the show at InPapa'sBasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. And again, we're live next Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. And Rachel, just want to thank you.
I thank you.
And we are out of here. A good day.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.